公园聆听 Vaikuntha 之音，现在开始播音。各位尊敬的 Vaishnava 奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2018年5月15日，星期二。我们荣幸的邀请到 Jeta Raja 法务为我们分享书圣泡泡的逍遥时光，敬请您。
Welcome, good morning. Namah Om Vishnu Daya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine.Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshatarine. So continuing to read about the final pastimes of Srila Prabhupada in Vrindavan.
我们今天继续阅读圣帕帕德在文达文的最后的逍遥时光。
So during one of the long kirtan sessions that Brahmananda Swami was present at, Srila Prabhupada called him forward.
在一次长时间的 Kirtan 首页当中， Brahmananda Swami 在朝，圣帕帕德把他叫上前来。
Srila Prabhupada wanted to give him some last instructions about the preaching in Africa where he was in charge.
他圣帕帕德希望给予 Brahmananda Swami 有关于在非洲的传教的这个最后的训示。
Srila Prabhupada was lying down on his bed, and Brahmananda put his ear near Srila Prabhupada's mouth so that he could hear him.
Srila Prabhupada 正躺在床上， Brahmananda Swami 把他的耳朵靠近 Srila Prabhupada 的嘴边，这样可以聆听他说话。
The other devotees in the room also kept quiet and came as close as possible so that they could hear what the two were going to say to each other.
房间里的奉献者们也都安静下来，并且尽可能的靠上前，这样以便聆听他们两人之间的对话。
So Srila Prabhupada said in a very, is like a hoarse whisper means when the voice is very rough, you know, because you can't breathe very well. So he said, Prabhupada said in a hoarse whisper, he said, you.And Navayogendra means Navayogendra Swami. He said the both of you should preach in Africa and also in South Africa.
圣帕帕德以非常嘶哑的声音说道，因为呢他说话有点困难，因此他的声音有一点嘶哑。然后圣帕帕德就说道，你和 Navayogendra Swami 一起去非洲传教。也去南非去传教。
Because in South Africa, people are also gradually taking to Krishna consciousness.
因为在南非的人们也逐渐正在开始接受 Krishna 知觉。
And also try to bring back Krishna Swami. He is very competent, because he was there before.And he went somewhere else. So Srila Prabhupada said, bring him back and get him to also help you.
而且圣帕帕也说到呢，试着把 Pusta Krishna Swami 带回来，他非常的有能力，因为呢在此之前 Pusta Krishna Swami 离开一段时间去了别的地方，因此帕帕德说到，试着把 Pusta Krishna Swami 带回来，让他重新回到他的服务当中。
And he said, try to all together, jointly, try to organize things in Africa by having Sankirtan, with all the Europeans, Americans, Africans, everybody should join together to have the program there.
圣帕帕德也说到，你们所有人都应该一起合作来组织非洲的传教。你们要一起去从事上科尔坦，所有的美国人、欧洲人还有非洲人，你们一起去合作。
Also, Tulsidas, he's a very able, a competent person. Also, try involve him.
而且 Tulsidas 呢，也是一个非常有能力的人，所以说你们也要试着让他去做一些服务。
Have like a United Nations under the preaching of Lord Chaitanya, like Prabhupada's referring to Lord Chaitanya's flag. So, like, imagine that Lord Chaitanya has a country, and he's got the flag. So unite under Lord Chaitanya and make the United Nations of the spiritual world together like this.
圣帕帕的也说到, 你们要在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的 旗帜下去创建一个联合国。 圣帕帕德这样说, 就好比是他把 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的使命当成一个, 当成一个世界, 然后让, 让他们去创建起一个联合国。
Otherwise, if you don't do this, then the United Nations is simply like a false attempt if you cannot all come together.
否则的话呢, 如果你们不这么去做的话, 联合国呢, 就好像成了一场虚假的尝试, 你们是不可能聚合在一起的。
This is a very important point.
这是非常重要的一点。
Every country, the people, they always identify themselves as belonging to a certain country.
因为每一个国家的人呢, 都认同于他们同属于某一个国家。
American people will think America, Chinese people will think China, Korea people will think Korea, but Srila Prabhupada's vision, or the vision of Lord Chaitanya, was everybody come together and under Lord Chaitanya all work together.
因为呢, 一般情况下, 美国人就会去考虑美国, 中国人会去考虑中国, 韩国人去考虑韩国。 但是呢, 圣帕帕德的誓愿不是这样的, 圣帕帕德的誓愿是在 Chaitanya的这个, 联合国, 去创立 Chaitanya的这个联合国。
Governments, they always try to make people very nationalistic, very proud of their country.
通常情况下, 普通人都会对他们从属的国家感到骄傲。
But somebody who is practicing Krishna consciousness understands that a higher purpose than just the country is the soul, and that all, it doesn't matter what country somebody belongs to, actually, everybody can work together under the spiritual platform.
但是一个练习 Krishna 知觉的人知道呢, 比国家更高的层面是灵魂, 所以说, 所有的灵魂, 所有的人都应该在一起去合作。
When you said the same thing when you first came to New York, replied Brahmananda.
Brahmananda 回答说, 你说当你第一次来到纽约的时候,
he was trying to get Srila Prabhupada to remember the first days in the beginning of Krishna consciousness when all the devotees had gone together to the United Nations building to chant.
Brahmananda 试着让圣帕帕德回忆起他刚开始在 美国传教的那些 让之后 所有年长的奉献者们都聚集在一起合作，去唱诵圣名，去从事奉献服务。
The very first day I came to the temple, he was talking about. The very first day I came to the Kirtan there in New York, Brahmananda said, I remember I came the very first day, and the next day we all went to have like a peace vigil, that means we all went to the peace, we all went to chant for peace at the United Nations.
Brahmananda 说到呢, 我记得我第一次加入纽约之后呢, 那个时候, 奉献者们正在从事科塔, 第二天呢, 你们大家就在联合国的外面去做了一个平安夜的活动。
And Brahmananda said, you are chanting Hare Krishna and saying that this Krishna consciousness is the only way, only method for making a United Nations, for bringing everybody together.
Brahmananda 继续说道呢, 你当时正在唱诵 Hare Krishna, 并且说到 Krishna 知觉是唯一能够制造联合国的方法, 让所有的人都能够聚集在一起。
That's a fact, said Srila Prabhupada. We have to try for the protection of Lord Chaitanya. And then things will be successful.
这是一个事实，帕帕德说道，你们要试着去寻求查坦亚马哈帕布的庇护，这样一切都会成功的。
He says, others, they're simply wasting time and will become disappointed, and again will have to change their bodies and suffer.
他继续说道，而其他人呢，只会浪费时间，并且终生改变躯体，并且忍受痛苦。
Srila Prabhupada firmly believed that real peace comes when people of all nations join together to chant Hare Krishna.
圣帕帕德坚信，只有当人们聚集在一起去唱诵 Hare Krishna 的时候，才能够实现真正的和平。
Because on the material platform, everybody is different.
因为在物质的层面上，每一个人都是不一样的。
But on the spiritual platform, everybody is equal.
然而在灵性的层面上，每一个人都是平等的。
Then Srila Prabhupada changed the subject, but Brahmananda was satisfied with Srila Prabhupada's answer.
当 Brahmananda 对圣帕帕德的回答感到满意之后，帕帕德又改变了他说话的主题。
He had been given enough service by Srila Prabhupada for many lifetimes.
在很多生世当中，他已经为圣帕帕德做了足够多的服务。
Next, Kuladri Das came into the room on behalf of Kirtanananda Swami.
接下来 ,Kuladri他代表 Kirtananda Swami 来到了房间。
And he was bringing some gifts for Srila Prabhupada.
而且他同时带来了一些给圣帕帕德的礼物。
He gave a check for $8,000, he gave a sapphire ring, and he also gave a gold medallion.Which had some valuable sapphires and rubies around it.
他给了圣帕帕德一张$8,000的支票，一个蓝宝石的戒指，还有一个镶嵌着蓝宝石和红宝石的金色大奖章。
So when Srila Prabhupada saw these gifts, he said, "Why didn't you find some bride to give these to?" In other words, usually you would give some gifts like this to a woman that you're going to marry.So Srila Prabhupada was saying, he said, why don't you find some bride? And all the devotees started laughing and then changed the atmosphere in the room, which was very serious. So everybody started laughing when Srila Prabhupada made this joke.
然后当圣帕帕德看到这个礼物的时候，他就评论说，你为什么不把这些礼物给一个新娘呢？因为呢，这些贵重的礼物通常是一个男士给予他要娶的那位女士的，所以说帕帕德他就说了一句玩笑话，他就说你为什么不去找一个新娘呢？圣帕帕德说的这句话就改变了房间当中本来非常凝重的这种氛围，大家都为这个圣帕帕德说的这个玩笑话而开怀大笑起来。
We have to remember at this time.Srila Prabhupada is just about to leave his body, so usually when people are just about to leave their body, you know, the atmosphere is very serious. But Srila Prabhupada showed that he wasn't of this world, he was transcendental and he didn't care for his body, and he could make a joke even in such a serious situation.
要记得这个时候是圣帕帕德即将要离开躯体的时候，通常当一个人要离开躯体的时候，这个当场的这种氛围是非常沉重和凝重的，但是呢帕帕德他非常的超然，他并不在乎他身体的状况，一种非常严肃的情况下他也能够去开玩笑。
Accepting the ring on his finger, Srila Prabhupada said someone should take care of the other valuables. And Kuladri said he also had one request to make on behalf of Kirtanananda Swami.
Kuladri 说到他代表 Kirtanananda Swami 想要请求一个愿望。
Kirtananda Maharaj said, you have asked us to pray to Krishna before.
Kirtananda Maharaj 说到您之前要我们向 Krishna 祈祷。
But he says he doesn't feel qualified to pray to Krishna.
但是他说他觉得自己没有资格去向 Krishna 祈祷。
So he's asking that you please pray to Krishna for us because we cannot pray to Krishna directly.
因此呢，他请求你去直接为你去为了我们向 Krishna 祈祷，因为我们不可能直接去向 Krishna 祈祷。
We don't know Krishna, but if you ask, then Krishna will surely fulfill your desire.
我们并不了解 Krishna, 但是如果您去祈祷的话 ，Krishna 一定会满足您的愿望。
So.Would you please pray to Krishna to stay with us?
那么您可以去向 Krishna 祈祷，让您可以和我们留在一块吗？
So this is the principle of the cyclic succession that a devotee never thinks that they're qualified to approach Krishna. But they understand that if I pray to my spiritual master to pray to Krishna for me,Then Krishna may listen.
这便是灵性的情感。奉献者们从来都不会觉得自己有资格能够去向 Krishna 祈祷。然而呢，如果灵性导师可以代表他去向 Krishna 祈祷的话，那么 Krishna 也许会接受。
We want you to come to the palace that we are building in New Vrindavan, which was a New Vrindavan farming community. He says,We are building a beautiful palace there for you, and we want you to come and stay there, Srila
Prabhupada. We want you to come and stay there, Srila Prabhupada.
I want to, said Srila Prabhupada, but unless I become a little strong again,How can I go?
圣帕帕德回答说，我希望去，但是除非我变得更强壮一点，否则的话，我怎么能够去呢？
We've also brought you some sweets and some ice cream, said Kuladri.
Kuladri 说道，我们也给您带来了一些甜品和冰淇淋。
He knew that Srila Prabhupada could not take these things, but he asked him, please just have a little taste.
他知道圣帕帕德不能够进食这些东西，但是呢，他仍然询问他是否可以至少尝一下。
So Srila Prabhupada agreed, and a small piece of ice cream was put on Srila Prabhupada's tongue.
帕帕德同意。因此呢，有一小块的冰淇淋被放到了他的舌头上。
First class, he said. First class means very good.
他说到这是一流的，这就意味着这个冰淇淋做得非常好。
Later, Kirtananda Swami arrived, and Srila Prabhupada asked for a report on New Vrindavan.
后来 Kirtananda Swami 也来了，帕帕德要求他给他一份关于新闻达文的汇报。
Everything is going very nicely, Prabhupada said Kirtananda. Your palace is almost finished.
Prithananda 说道，一切都很顺利，帕帕德，您的宫殿已经基本上完工了。
Already many people are coming every day to see it. It will be finished in a few months.
现在已经有很多人每天都来看它，它将在几个月之内就完工。
The other day, a lady came, a visitor, and she turned to one of her children, one of her boys, and said, I can't tell you how I'm feeling. It's so wonderful. In other words, seeing this beautiful place.
有一天呢，一个女士，一个来访者，她走了进来，然后她转过身对她的孩子说道，我无法向你描述我的感受，一切都是那么美妙。也就是说，当她看到这个宫殿的时候，她觉得太壮观了。
Yes, it's Srila Prabhupada, it's wonderful in that area. Another, because New Vrindavan is in the country, in America, it's in the nature. And it's a very beautiful place. So Srila Prabhupada was saying, yes, it's wonderful in that area.
是的，圣帕帕的说道，那个地方非常的好，因为那个地方非常的，因为那个地方非常的自然，因此圣帕帕的觉得，正怕怕的说那是一个非常好的地方。
Then Srila Prabhupada paused and he reflected, and then he said, let us see which palace I'm going to go to. In other words, will I go to the palace in New Vrindavan or will I go to the palace in the spiritual world?
怕怕的停顿了一会儿，然后好似乎是在思索着。他说他发出的声音，然后说道，让我们去看看我要去哪一个宫殿。也就是说圣帕帕德在思考他应该是去文达文的宫殿，还是应该去灵性世界。
Should Prabhupada ask Kirtananda, please take back these valuable gifts that you've given me and use them for New Vrindavan.
Haribo, 你那有延时是吧，听不见。
Haribo,
哈利宝，哈利克什呢？我们重新呼一下吧，你那好像有延时，就是断断续续的。
哈利宝，
哈利克什呢
？OK。
好。
So Srila Prabhupada said, please take back your valuable gifts. You need the money at New Vrindavan.
怕怕的继续说道，你可以把你的物品拿回去。你在新闻达文需要用钱。
He said, you need money, so please take them back and utilize the money to develop your community. That is my request.
他说你需要钱，因此把这些东西拿回去，并且在那里使用它去发展你的社区，这是我的请求。
Thank you very much, said Kirtananda. But most of all,We don't just want money, we want you.
Kirtananda 说感谢您，但是我们最需要的并不是钱，而是您。
Yes, I also want such the proper.
圣帕帕的说道，是的，我也希望如此。
And if I survive,I have a strong desire to go where you are and also to live there. It will be a great pleasure.
他说道，如果我能够活下来的话，我有强烈的愿望去你所在的地方并居住在那里，这将是一种极大的快乐。
Kirtananda had pictures of the palace and Srila Prabhupada sat up in the bed to see them.
Kirtananda 拿出了一些宫殿的照片，帕帕德便坐起来去看这些照片。
You are fulfilling my dream, he said, of a new Vrindavan.
他说道，你正在实现我的愿望，新文达文。
He said, I had a dream of all these wonderful things that you have done. Haribo.
Haribo, Haribo. Yes, I get.
Okay. So I had a dream of all the wonderful things you've done. You were the very first student from the very beginning.
圣帕帕的说道，这是我梦想，你已经做了非常好的事情，你从一开始就是一流的学生。
When I was in the small storefront at 26 Second Avenue, Kurt Nanda, he was bringing carpets, some seating, a gong, some lamps.
圣帕帕的说道，当我在纽约大道的商店的时候，Kirtananda 便带来了地毯、凳子、一些锣鼓和一些台灯。
Okay, the next pastime. In Vrindavan, Giriraj had seen Srila Prabhupada a number of times, mostly not on business, but on you know, discussing some management issues.
现在是另一个消息，这便是在 Vrindavan。Giri Raja 他前来见圣帕帕德有几次，大部分谈论的都是关于管理方面的事情。
And he also regularly joined in taking in chanting in the kirtan in Srila Prabhupada's room.
他也经常在轮流圣帕帕德的房间里做 kirtan 的守夜。
But one day, he wanted to take advantage of being in Vrindavan, so he went to visit some of the other temples in Vrindavan.
但是有一天呢，他希望充分利用在 Vrindavan 的时光，因此他拜访了 Vrindavan 的一些庙宇。
So at the end of the day, he took rest on the roof of the Gurukul building, because that was all the brahmacharis would stay at the Gurukul building, so He was sleeping on the roof of the Gurukul building at the end of the day.
有一天在夜晚，有一天在夜晚的时候，他在Kula的屋顶上休息。
But in the middle of the night, he was woken up by a devotee saying that Srila Prabhupada wanted to see him.
但是呢，在午夜的时分，他被一个奉献者叫醒了，说到帕帕德想要见他。
So he ran down immediately to Srila Prabhupada's room because he knew that Srila Prabhupada could pass away at any moment.
当他一听到这个消息，他就立即跑进了圣帕帕德的房间。
Anything Srila Prabhupada might say could be his last words.
因为圣帕帕德所说的话极有可能便是他最后的一言。
So he came into Srila Prabhupada's room and he offered his obeisances and came very close to him next to his bed.
因此他进入了圣帕帕德的房间，向他致意，然后靠上前去聆听他讲话。
And then Srila Prabhupada asked him a question.
然后帕帕德问了他一个问题。
And he said, Do you think this movement can go on without me?
他问道，你认为这个运动在没有我的情况下可以继续发展下去吗？
Giriraj was astounded. He was amazed.That Srila Prabhupada would call him in the middle of the night to ask him such a question.
Giri Raja 感到非常的震惊，因为帕帕德在深夜的时候把他叫来，向他询问这个问题。
I think, said Giri Raj, that as long as we are sincere and we go on chanting Hare Krishna and following the principles,the movement will be successful.
Giri Raja 说道，我想只要我们真诚并且继续唱诵 Hare Krishna 并且遵守规范原则，这运动就会成功的。
But Srila Prabhupada remained silent.
他怕的这时候沉默了下来。
Then when he did speak, every word seemed to come with a very great effort.
当他说话的时候，因为
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Bo.
This is like one of the most important things that Srila Prabhupada ever said. We can't hear it.
Tulasim, Madajie, 您那儿断讯的太厉害了，我们再重新呼一下吧。根本听不清你说什么。
Okay, sorry, Papu.
No problem. So you just tell the devotees, thank you very much, Vaikuntha Dream, Hare Krishna, next week we continue.
好，那因为今天网络不是特别好，然后 Chaitra Raja Papu 就说我们的今天的讲课就到这里，然后下周我们再继续讲述帕帕德的逍遥时光。好 ，Thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.
Hare Bo.
Hare Bo. 好，外昆塔之音，服务员已聆听。我们今天的讲课就到这里结束了。非常感谢Tirtha Raja Prabhu 为我们的精彩讲述，也非常抱歉，因为今天网络不是特别好，然后翻译的声音不是很清楚。非常感谢大家耐心的聆听。我们下周再见 ，Hare Krishna，Hare
Bo，Hare Bo。